Satya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare His Holiness Bhakti Swarupa Damodar Maharaj has today enlightened us about a principle in spiritual life which is essential and most important, and I would like to repeat this principle to you all. He said that it's a principle in spiritual life to satisfy higher authorities and obtain their blessings by this sincere mood of trying to please them, and it is by those blessings or by this mercy that we can go forward on our spiritual path. I would like to point out to you that this, of course, goes totally against our own conditioning, our own experience, not experience, our own thinking in the West. We don't really think as Western people to satisfy someone else than us. Only in a job situation where we want to get something like money, are we prepared to satisfy a superior, like a chief who is above us. But we really do not satisfy that superior person because we think we should satisfy him and make him happy. We try to fulfill his whims, because then, and then only, we can become happy. But in bhakti, we don't please Krishna because we have to please him so that we become happy. In bhakti, we really think differently. We think, oh, Krishna is wonderful. The purpose of my life is to satisfy him. Or we think this about our spiritual master. He is wonderful. He is merciful. He can do whatever he wishes with me. But I am living for his pleasure. This is something which is new for us to learn, new for us to enter into. And it sometimes is a challenge. Can we, during our life, realize this spiritual principle which has been so nicely explained this morning? Let me ask a question, and then I make it very brief so that we can go to this other text which Maharaj has looked up for us this morning. How can we come to this, that we want to sincerely live for the pleasure of someone else, the spiritual master, Krishna, and also these higher authorities? How can we come to this, that we really feel like this? I want to satisfy my spiritual master. I want to satisfy the higher authorities. I want to satisfy Krishna for their own sake. There are two very important moods which we have to develop in order to come to this state. One is a mood of love and gratitude, then this is very easily possible. And the other is we need to also have some determination to go on the spiritual path. I would like to talk to first about this determination to go on the spiritual path, and then I would like to speak a little bit on love, how to develop love for our higher authorities. There is a very interesting narration in the Katha Upanishad where a searcher for truth is described. His name is Nachiketya, and he sees one day how his father goes on the marketplace and makes a very ostentatious means ein prahlerisches in German, display of religiosity. He gives to the brahmanas money and cows. Now Nachiketya understands that his father only does this for his own benefit, not for the benefit. He wants to be known as a glorious giver of charity. He doesn't do it for the brahmanas and not for the Lord. He's a Karmakanda man. And Nachiketya objects. His father says on the marketplace, I give everything of value to you, the brahmanas, who will engage this in the service of God. Nachiketya thinks, he is such a hypocrite, my father, in saying this. And look at the cows he gives. One cow doesn't even give milk. So he says, if you give everything of value, then what is with me? Am I not valuable to you? He challenges his father, and his father becomes enraged by that challenge. It is not done in Vedic civilization normally that the son challenges the higher authorities, the father. The father says, I give you into the hands of death today. Western psychologists would say, here comes the typical Oedipus conflict in the Katha Upanishad. Nachiketa says, all right. And he goes on his own to the house of death. And he's first clearly frustrated by that encounter. And he sits, he asked the wife of Yamaraj, I believe her name is, I do not know her name at this moment, but good. He sits there, and his wife comes out and says, would you like something to eat? My husband is not here right now. And the Brahmana son, Nachiketya, answers, I am not hungry. He fasts for a second day. In the morning of the third day, the wife again comes out and says, please eat something, my husband is just about to arrive. Nachiketya insists on his renunciation. He says, I'm not hungry. So when Yamaraj returns, he meets his wife, and his wife says, there's a Brahmana out there. He has come voluntarily to you. Normally no one comes voluntarily to you. You always have to go to after everyone and get them. And he has declined to eat. And Yamaraj goes. He goes to Nachiketya and says, you brahmanas who do not accept the charity of the grihasthas, you are like fire which consumes our houses. You know, when you don't satisfy a brahmana and you are a grihastha, then you're really in trouble. You have to feed him, because if you don't feed him and he's hungry and he goes away from your house hungry, this is very bad for your own development in life. So Yamaraj says, please take something. If you don't want to eat, then take at least three boons from me. This is exactly what Nachiketya had thought about. He said, okay, my first boon which I want to have to you is that my father looks with sympathy upon me and forgives me as I forgive him. Yamaraj says, yes, tatastu, may this be. The second desire is a little complicated in our Western context. I will just make it. He wants to have a knowledge of a certain sacrifice. Yamaraj says, tatashtu, so be it. And the third is, Nachiketya says, tell me about the absolute truth. Is he personal or impersonal? Tell me about God. At this moment, Yamaraj does what is typical for the instructor. He tests the sincerity of his disciple. He asks him, oh, come on, don't ask such difficult questions. Would you take a golden chain instead? Or, if you don't want a golden chain, take a few golden chariots with beautiful maidens. In other words, he offers him a harem. And other material opulences. Nachiketya remains steadfast and says, no, I'm really not interested in all this. Tell me about the Lord. And then Yamaraj starts his instruction on how to obtain the absolute truth. I would really like to quote a few verses for you today. First he starts, there's a beautiful verse which many of you know. Utishta jagrata prabhyan varan niborata shurasya dhara nishita duratyaya durgam patastat kavayo vadanti. Arise! This is good for a devotee audience in the morning who is getting tired. Awaken! Don't sleep, in other words. And having obtained an elevated soul as your spiritual master, learn the spiritual truths from him. The spiritual path is difficult to traverse, for it is like a wetted razor's edge, also geschärfte Rasierklinge. The sages say it is beset with thorns. There are thorns on the path. So, Yamaraj wants to tell his disciple about this, what we are discussing this morning, what I want to discuss this morning better. You need some determination on the spiritual path. Rupa Goswami says, utsahan, enthusiasm, confidence, this is also sometimes, Prabhupada says, perseverance, you know, you need to persevere, and finally, patience. These are important qualities to develop, very important qualities. My dear devotees, don't make the mistake which happens when you enter into an institution. You think, oh no, I've now done everything. I have joined somewhere. Spiritual path means you need to join every day new. You need to be determined. You need to be committed. You need to refresh your commitments. This is one thing. Yamaraj later will speak about a road which needs to be traveled upon. He says, for one who possesses realized knowledge of the Absolute as his chariot driver and who takes his mind in rein at Zügelsein Geist, he reaches the limit of the road of material bondage and attains the supreme destination, the abode of Lord Vishnu, the supreme personality of Godhead. To make it a little bit more clear, the body is described by Lord Yamaraj as a chariot, realized knowledge, or sometimes it's said also spiritual intelligence, is the chariot driver. The mind needs to be controlled and kept in rein, and the senses need to be well trained by a controlled mind. Then you can go with your chariot around on the road to perfection. It takes determination. Last time when I was in Vienna, I was witness of an interesting accident. There was a tourist, a few tourists, they were driving on these horse-drawn chariots, you know, Spinnacker carriages, they call them. And all of a sudden the horse, says, got disturbed because of something. I believe it was a barking dog. And they started to jump around. Now the chariot driver was not very firm. He was clearly not trained in his work very well, and the horses got a control over him, and the whole thing, I mean, it was funny to see, funny because they went so wild, and no one was really severely hurt, and everyone just got a shock, and therefore I was laughing a little bit on the side, but no one was hurt, so you can still laugh. You know, so the horses were going all over the Stephansplatz, near the Stephansdom, and the tourists from America, you know, were really shocked. You know, they had to come see lovely Vienna, and now this, you know, and people were just laughing, and it was very humorous. So this happens in your spiritual life also. But here it is no longer humorous. You have this human form of life just to attain the perfection. Now it's time for you to have a spiritual intelligence on your chariot, to have your reins, the mind in control, and control the horses. And for this you need determination. Now to follow higher authorities, as our Maharaj has said, also requires something, affection, gratitude. All these areas which come in the area of love. Linguists can tell you, if you have any word, for instance, stress, then around such a word there is what we call in German ein Bedeutungsspektrum, a spectrum of meanings. Around stress is, for instance, tension, unsettlement, what else? Adrenaline, too much adrenaline, the stress, chemical, and so on. So also around the area of love, around the word love, there are many words which belong into the meaning, which come into the Bedeutungsspektrum, the spectrum of meaning. And I think it's very important to think about these things which are in this spectrum. I would say gratitude, for instance, is a very important word in the spectrum of love. Dankbarkeit in German. Appreciation, Wertschätzung, also affection, all these come there. So if you wish to go on this path back home, back to Godhead, if you are sincere, and you must know it will require determination, and you can be determined when you love. You cannot be determined when you are forced all the time. I think we know this by now. When we do something out of force, doesn't work for a long time. Works for some time. So we want to follow our Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj's very important principle which he has talked today. He is a very scientifically minded Vaishnava, and he talks about this principle where you must rest your life upon, then it's very important to develop love and gratitude for the superiors. Love is sometimes difficult to come by, but gratitude is easier. Appreciation. Hear about Srila Prabhupada and you will appreciate him. Meditate what he did for you. You will be grateful to him. So if you develop these things around love, you will surely gravitate towards the center of all these words in the spectrum of meaning. That is, you will gravitate towards love of Srila Prabhupada, and then it's very very easy to follow your spiritual life. So I would just like to summarize. Maharaj has spoken so far about a very important principle for spiritual development, pleasing the superiors, working for their pleasure, and as a humble servant of Maharaj, I wanted to support his point by talking about two qualifications, determination and love. And I wanted to read to you a little bit from the Katha Upanishad, where Naichiketya, the very determined spiritual searcher, who's not ready to exchange spiritual goal with gold and harems and whatever is described, and what type of instructions he gets from Yamaraj. We will now again turn over to Maharaj. He has another subject matter to relate to us. We have waves. So let us again go through what we have just now heard. We should, while following the regulative principles, strictly avoid to blaspheme others. A devotee should lead a very simple life, that is in essence, essential life, and he should not be disturbed by the duality of opposing elements. In fact, he should, and this is what the verse also says, he should develop titikshaya, that is the ability to tolerate them. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada says, a devotee should be tolerant and should be very much compassionate towards others. For example, if he suffers personal injury, he should tolerate it. But if someone else suffers injury, the devotee need not to tolerate it.
Maybe we should end here. Any questions, comments from devotees? We have a few minutes.
There's Kalunash. Again, sorry, Keshava Acharya. I wanted to say it's not that we should love authorities as such. I wanted to say following is possible when there is either determination or love, because if there is force, it won't work so well. Obviously, yes. So let us now turn the question to our Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. What to do when we perceive weaknesses in all authorities? How can we love them? And should we love them at all? Or what to do at this time? Somehow embodies the principle of authority, if I understand properly, by, for instance, repeating the bona fide instructions, and this should be followed. But I think have you implied, as properly, as a weak person who also does not represent the strong authority any longer, then following should.
Then it's not authorized.
Yeah. Sorry?
Then that person.
Yeah, it's not authorized.
Yeah. But the authority is there, the qualified authority is there.